The complete food department store that helps you live better for less presents Linda's First Love by transcription. Doris Stepney reports that Edmund Nugent is on the verge of telling her the details of his scheme which ruined Danny professionally and made him an outcast. But to Linda's bewilderment, he showed little interest in the prospect of being vindicated and restored to his rightful position. We'll join our friends again in a moment. Ladies, listen. Do you know what canned milk uses this slogan?
From contented cows.
If you know the answer, it can help you win a fabulous prize in the Kroger's $65,000 brand name treasure hunt.
Win $5,000 cash.
Win a brand new Buick Super Sedan. Ladies, can't you just see a brand new Buick pulling up in front of your house? Can't you just picture the Kroger representative handing you the keys and saying, "Congratulations, it's yours." And what a car. Rich royal maroon with white sidewall tires. A four-door sedan with Dynaflow and all the extras. Radio, heater, defroster, windshield washer, and backup lights. Hurry, get an entry blank at your Kroger store for a chance at thousands of prizes. Trips to New York, beautiful Evans-fitted handbags, sensational new Evans automatic lighters, Spartan television sets and radio phonograph combinations, Westinghouse pop-up toasters, boxes of Hollywood monotop nylon. Be sure to get your entry blank at your Kroger store right away. The fourth week contest closes at midnight tomorrow night.
Pa and Doris, both of them sharing Linda's perplexity over Danny's behavior, left just a moment ago. And now...
Danny, you hurt Doris's feelings.
Oh, no, I didn't, Linda. I mean, I don't know what I could have done to hurt her feelings. I thanked her, didn't I?
You were polite, yes, but we all thought you'd show a little enthusiasm.
Well, let's go in the workshop. Got a little surprise for you.
Now, don't change the subject. Come on back here.
You come along with me. We've got a lot of work to do, and we can do it and talk things out at the same time.
Well, all right. Pa finished running off the cards for the deckers, but you'll find two more linoleum blocks ready to print from, and I'm almost through with a third, so...
Oh, how many of each?
Five dozen.
Mm-hmm.
60 times three, that's 180 to print, and you can't allow much spoilage. We have just about enough stock and envelopes.
Well, there's more coming up. I, ordered it. Oh, no, wait a minute. I decided to bring it along in the car, Linda. I've, got to go out there anyway.
Well, I'll help you. Wait while I unbolt the door.
Here, let me. You've really got this fastened up tight as a bank vault, Linda.
No, but it's the door to the workshop. And I think we ought to have it nailed shut and all the windows on this side of the house boarded up.
Huh? Well, why? Are you expecting somebody?
Well, there was that man, Fenton Fox, snooping in the window.
Oh, forget about him. We'll take him into our confidence if necessary.
And have him probably blackmail us?
Well, matter if the public does know who's making the Christmas cards that Ralph and Arch are taking orders for. Nugent's going to confess and clear me, remember? And then I shall be the toast of the town.
Danny, so that's it. You're still mad at Centerville?
Correct, my love. Here, you take these boxes of envelopes and I'll manage the paper. And I've got some 1-pound cans of ink, too.
Mm-hmm. You mean to say that you want to go on being the scapegoat for Edmund Nugent?
Set this stuff just inside the door. Oh, well, as far as he's concerned, I'll be very happy to see him get what's coming to him, Linda.
Well, I should hope so, but if Doris tricks the confession out of him, you'll get much more than revenge. More things in the car?
Yeah, the little surprise I told you about. Well, as far as revenge is concerned, I can't seem to get very excited about it.
Oh. Well, that's to your credit, I suppose. I'd rather think of it as justice being done.
And I'd like to see Nugent put away in a safe place before he does any more damage, whether to us or the public at large, Linda. But that's about all of it.
You're not in the least bit interested in getting your job back at the lab? What's so valuable that you had to lock it up in the trunk?
Big time saver.
Hmm?
All neatly done up in burlap. Part of it, anyway. Here, this isn't too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll manage the motor.
Right.
Boy, this is really a load. Out of my way.
An electric motor. For the press? Danny, for the printing press?
Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Now, be careful. Careful, don't drop it. You better set it down. Look out for the stairs.
I'll make it.
Oh, my goodness, I hope you didn't break it.
What? My back or the motor?
The motor. I mean your back. Is it all right?
It's a fine thing.
Now, darling, you know I didn't mean... Are you sure it's all right?
Hmm? Well, I'll let you know as soon as I plug it in.
I meant your back.
Oh, then. Well, let's see if I can straighten up.
Oh, you should have let me help you. You could have carried it on a blanket or something.
Oh, no effort at all. And it didn't weigh an ounce more than a ton of feathers. Now, let's have that bundle that you toted in.
Mm-hmm. Here. It must be the Hoosis Gazinkus you connect the motor to the press with, isn't it?
Correction. It's a Gazinkus Hoosis.
Oh.
Must watch your technical terminology, Linda.
Sorry, Professor. Show me how it works, hmm? We'll be able to print the card twice as fast, Danny.
Well, 10 times as fast to be closer to it. Fun, don't you think? I told you I had a nice surprise.
A wonderful surprise. And all of this is fun, even though we are only one jump ahead of the sheriff.
You, asked me a question about my getting my job back at the lab, and I didn't answer it.
Oh, yes, I guess you were too busy with that motor.
Mm-hmm. And thinking what it'll do for us. And somehow not being too interested in the idea of going back into research at the lab.
Danny. Oh, now, sure, you can't mean...
Yes, I'm more interested in this work. With Hal Hepworth gone and my recent experiences with that organization, I'm putting it all behind me. Hey, it's cold in here. I better close that door.
Well, don't forget to bolt it. Well, I can understand all that, darling, but...
Hey. Got company coming.
Hmm?
Looks like Nugent's car, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, dear. I was afraid he'd find out where we've moved.
Well, it's bound to happen sooner or later, Linda.
Well, we better go in the living room and lock this door behind us.
Yeah, well, wait. Here's a shade that's ought to go down.
If he asks any questions, and he will, we'll just tell him that that side of the house isn't occupied yet.
Well, that's no fib. It isn't. I wonder what he wants. Maybe he's come to confess to us instead of Doris tonight.
Well, that I doubt. But remember, don't let on that we know he has a date with us. She's supposed to be furious with us about something or other.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's his car coming this way very slowly. Shall I rush out and greet him?
I think that would be nice. You're such good friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, hey, make no mistake about this, Linda. I want to see that lad put out of circulation. It's just that I'm pretty happy with our little enterprise, and as for any personal revenge on Newton, I don't...
I guess you're right. Won't bring back our cottage. Won't... Oh, here he comes.
I'm going to have some fun with him, Linda. You just watch and see.
Can I get in on it, too?
Yeah, well, you just follow my lead. I'll guarantee you a whale of a time. Huh? We'll have him rocking on his heels for a change.
Well, Danny, aren't you going to let him in? Or do you want me to go to the door?
Sit right where you are, darling. And you won't see me moving either, except maybe...
Get your feet off that coffee
just
table.
Just this once. Feel right comfortable this way, ma'am. Nugent, what's the idea of walking in here like that?
But now, see here, Croken, I did ring. I rang twice.
Please close the door. You're letting in a lot of cold air, Mr. Nugent.
Very well, but I did ring.
Stop wringing your hands. Get up out of that chair. Nobody asked you to sit down.
What? Now, Grogan, if you're looking for trouble...
Sit down, Mr. Nugent.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you have some manners.
Head up, Nugent.
You heard what my husband said.
But you just told me to... What is this, anyway?
Tuesday, I believe. Thereabouts. Nugent, you might as well sit down. We won't talk to you.
I will not, but I want to talk to you, Grogan.
How are things over at the lab?
Hmm?
They must be pretty dull. You're the only one left, aren't you?
Oh, they've got mice, Linda. He can order the mice around.
Now, listen here, of all the idiotic things
What does he do when they refuse to obey, Danny?
Oh, well, he slugs them across the back of the neck with a sandbag, right?
Huh? Sandbag? I wish you'd talk sense.
Oh, he doesn't know what a sandbag is, Danny. You tell him.
He doesn't? Why, Nugent, I thought you knew all about sandbags. How they don't leave any mark, but in the hands of an expert, a man can be knocked cold, just as I was, remember?
I haven't the faintest idea what you're raving about.
Oh, well, let me explain, then. It was at the height of the epidemic. Danny was sitting at his desk, checking over the drugs, which had just arrived by plane.
When you came up behind me and sandbagged me into dreamland.
What?
I mean, someone sandbagged me, and the drugs were delayed.
Well, that's more like it. No one sandbagged you. You fell asleep because you'd been up all night taking care of your wife.
Oh, no. Danny was knocked unconscious.
Yeah, we think it was Daisy who did it. Or possibly Aunt Sarah.
You see, Mr. Nugent, we found the sandbag.
You what? No, you didn't. Oh, I know you didn't, Mrs. Grogan.
Why? Because you've got it hidden away so carefully that no one could find it?
No. No, Grogan. Because if there was such a weapon, I know nothing about it.
Oh, then you admit there was a sandbag.
I admit nothing. And I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute. How much did you pay that thug who murdered Hal Hepworth down in Mexico? Now, I hope that he didn't overcharge you.
Grogan,
It must have been worth it to you. Don't let Danny tease you. Oh, by the way, before you go, what on earth did you do with our cottage?
Mrs. Grogan, I've had about enough of this.
Now, after you tore it apart, you carted away all the lumber and fixtures and sold them. Now, if you just tell us who bought the stuff, we'd like to buy it back, Nugent.
You're out of your mind. Out of your mind. Goodbye.
Oh, don't go. Just when we were beginning to have such a nice time.
I'll sue. I'll sue you for...
What's the matter with him, Linda?
No, just look at him dive into his car. Hmm.
Off in a cloud of dust. Why, he was scared.
Danny, get back in the house, quick.
Hmm? What's the matter?
Look, across the street. We don't want him over here bothering us.
Oh, that bird, Fenton Fox. You said it, we don't.
Danny.
Yeah, let's get back to work. Did we have fun with Nugent, or didn't we?
Danny, you don't suppose it was the sight of Fenton Fox that startled him so, do you?
Well, I'll grant you that Fox is a startling-looking character, but... Say, you're not suggesting that they know each other, are you, Linda?
Well, I guess not. It does seem very unlikely. Come on, Danny. Let's rig up that electric motor.
So, Edmund Nugent had a thoroughly unpleasant experience. Was it the sight of Fenton Fox that disturbed him? If so, why was he so thoroughly shaken? Be with us for the next exciting chapter of Linda's First Love. Ladies, do you know what hot cereal uses this slogan?
Giant of the cereal.
Sure you know the answer. And that answer can help you win a fabulous prize in the Kroger's $65,000 brand name treasure hunt. Get an entry blank at your Kroger store.
Win $5,000 in cash.
Win a Buick sedan with Dynaflow.
Win an all-expense trip for two by plane to New York City.
And ladies, this is a trip you'll love. Live at the Sattler, nightclub at Billy Rose's Diamond Horseshoe. Receive a Fred Astaire dance lesson. Visit Radio City Music Hall. Take a Commodore's sightseeing tour. Lunch with Lopez at the Tap. See Sonia Haney's new ice show, Howdy, Mr. Ice. Have cocktails at the Vanderbilt. Dine at the White Turkey Restaurant. Tour Radio City. Brunch at the Prince George. Take a Statue of Liberty boat trip. View New York atop the Empire State Building. And what's more, those round-trip plane tickets to New York will be presented to you in a gorgeous Evans handbag, complete with compact lipstick cigarette case and two sensational new Evans automatic lighters. So hurry. The fourth week contest closes at midnight tomorrow night. Get entry blanks and helpful hints about the $65,000 brand name treasure hunt at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow for another entertaining transcribed chapter of Linda's First Love.